Tony and Susan by Austin Wright. Read by Lorelei King and Peter Marinker. Before. This goes back to the letter Susan Morrow's first husband Edward sent her last September. He had written a book, a novel, and would she like to read it? Susan was shocked, because except for Christmas cards from his second wife signed Love, she hadn't heard from Edward in 20 years. So she looked him up in her memory. She remembered he had wanted to write stories, poems, sketches, anything in words. She remembered it well. It was the chief cause of trouble between them. But she thought he had given up writing later when he went into insurance. Evidently not. In the unrealistic days of their marriage, there was a question whether she should read what he wrote. He was a beginner, and she a tougher critic than she meant to be. It was touchy, her embarrassment, his resentment. Now in his letter he said, "Damn, but this book is good." How much he had learned about life and craft. He wanted to show her, let her read and see, judge for herself. She was the best critic he ever had, he said. She could help him, too, for in spite of its merits, he was afraid the novel lacked something. She would know. She could tell him. "Take your time," he said. "Scribble a few words, whatever pops into your head." Signed, Your Old Edward, still...